Karen and Brian and Ocean and Luke on Podcast. Doom, 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 doom.
Okay, welcome to the 5th episode of Podcast. This is Brian.
Hi, all. I'm Brian and I like books.
We kind of guessed that. Well, don't. Is your Windows Live space open to everybody? Or just some people?
Some people.
All right, so you can't go to that. I was going to tell you to go to that. Oh, no, I know. Go to his YouTube at www.youtube.com/bling105 or his Splodder at www.splodder.com/bling.
Yeah, but on my YouTube account, I didn't make any videos, so please don't be disappointed.
Yeah.
I do have some funny videos, though, so please watch them.
Yeah, okay. There's also Dave0093, but I'm not sure if I got that right. Okay, and happy July the 4th. July is the 3rd today. Tomorrow, happy July the 4th to all those people in America, Independence Day. Okay, first of all, the past week's book news, which... I need to pause it for a moment there. Okay, so I can set up that. Okay, here is the book news starting from where we left off at the last episode. It's not working!
Sorry again, y'all.
I cut it out the way it didn't work the last time. Really sorry about this. I don't know why it's happening. Okay, I'm just going to fix this now, and then we'll get back to it, okay?
He's not professional.
You little freak.
I'm bigger than you, Kieran, so I'm not a little freak.
Come on. Any one of these days. Okay, I'll just fix this. Be back in a moment. Okay, I've got it fixed, finally. Right.
Only the biggest Harry Potter fans in the world would get that. It's from MuggleCast. I don't listen to MuggleCast anymore, but I used to. I do still listen to it occasionally. And these are the titles from Best Books Forever. I'm not going to say the whole articles unless they are done in an article on Best Books Forever. Halton announces new venture, teams with HarperCollins. Stephanie Myers in concert. Where's Waldo turns 21.
Oh my God, that's really good.
Tricycle offers food for thought. Web book initiatives prominent at licensing show. Author and illustrator Tasha Tudor died at the age of 92 yesterday in her home at Marlborough VT home.
I can't pronounce him that.
Carol Chittenden, owner of 8 Cousins Children's Books in Falmouth, Mass, and children buyer for Bookstream, talks about a fall title. Reading Together in the Lone Star State. Carol Chittenden, owner of 8 Cousins Children's Book in Falmouth, Mass, and children's buyer for Bookstream, talks about a fall title. The 2008 Boston Globe Horn Book Awards for Excellence in Children's Literature have been announced. The winners are Fiction and Poetry, The Absolutely True Diary of a Part-Time Indian by Sherman Alexey Little Brown, for Picture Books at Night by Jonathan Bean, FSG, and for Non-Fiction, The Wall by Peter Seuss, FSG/Foster. The Arrival by Sean Tan, Scholastic/Levine, was awarded a special citation for excellence in the graphic storytelling. Here's some media stuff. From the New York Times, Goodnight Bush, an unauthorized parody of Goodnight Moon, has surfaced in bookstores. From the Litchfield County Times, photojournalist Peter Hugh sells a story of adopted dog that inspired his first book for children, Waggett's Tale. From Arts Technica, Neil Gaiman's novel, Caroline, will be made into a video game to tie into an animated feature film, which is due in early 2009. From New York's Vulture blog, screaming matches on the set of Where the Wild Things Are. Yes, but it comes from the territory where you play a monster, says actress Lauren Ambrose. The print run for the first book of 39 Clues, Maze of Bones, by Rick Riordan, has doubled from 250,000 to 500,000, and DreamWorks and Steven Spielberg have acquired film rights for the entire series and deal with Scholastic Media. Lack of studio space may cost NZ third New Zealand third Narnia film. Prince Caspian attraction grand opening at Disney's Hollywood Studios. USA Sci-Fi to air Prince Caspian in 2010. Ben Barnes answers fans' questions. Fast-growing Atlantica launches publishing division. Learner secures USA Today license. Cuts at Walker Books. Bloomsbury Alum opens bookshop. Barefoot Books leaps forward. Acting Out takes the stage. Doctoro puts the E in free. Three children's bookstores to close, one to grow. Momo this month. At a reading and signing at Roman's bookstore in Pasadena last weekend, Maria Frazee brought along her real-life inspirations behind a picture book, A Couple of Boys That Had the Best Week Ever. At a ceremony at the British Library in London earlier today, the 2008 CILIP Carnegie Medal was awarded to Philip Reeve for Here Lies Arthur, Scholastic, a retelling of the Arthurian legend. Biodiversity of flora, fauna and fairy folk, just like other pixies, ours mimic flowers and plants in their environment, but are characterized parts of plants and seem most active during the transition period, the dry season to the rainy season. Seriously, how cool is that? Congratulations to all of our Spider Week DVD winners. Please confirm your mailing address by dropping a line to angela@ditterlizzy.com. Next Friday, we'll post some of the runners-ups and personal faves, which I will send some goodies to as well. Stay tuned. Thanks again for all your support. Actually, I'm looking at the 9-year-old one, and that was amazing, actually, the collage there and with the pastel, I think. So not to rub the pastels in too much, and that's what we touch. And then I cannot believe that there is only 6 that will not score and will ever wasp. Okay then. Well, Roscoe Riley at Children's Book World, and we can see in this photo here they've got Roscoe Rules the School. Roscoe Riley Rules.
This new game where they'll call Love Also, so fun.
They've got books. And Roscoe Riley Rules 2, Roscoe Riley Rules 3. There's lots of Roscoe Riley. I've never read them. Anywho, what else is there? M.G. Harris. Hoping that she doesn't talk about any more Man U, okay? It's an author tour report 3, Gorgeous Things. Over the cover of Invisible City. I'll be talking about Invisible City later because I just got it recently and it's, I don't know how to describe it, so great. It's brilliant. And then Challenge Haberna in London. Did she go to see us? Why does she care? Oh, they missed him by 2 days and
have
been. Now someone can't come. Well worth the wait. Rumors says it could be at the afternoon. Is for advantage J.K. Rowling. People in their 20s would adore. They grew up on her books. Bet she'd get to dance with anyone from Shirang as she likes. But still try my luck. Email. Okay, that's almost it. Unless you want me to read out all the day's blog entries here.
No, don't!
Therefore, that's the end!
Yes!
Now over for the Harry Potter news. Well, actually, back to you and then you and just Harry Potter news. Oh God, that's hard.
That wasn't singing, that was just going on saying.
Could we, like, edit this, Kieran? People are bored.
It's over.
Yay, it's over! Celebrate! We're going to go and have a party now. We can't do that because we're still on this. Okay. What? Oops, that's the next thing on my iTunes. It's called Leave for Johnny. Sorry about that. Now, Harry Potter news. It's only 2 minutes long, don't worry. 2 minutes. Do you want to do the Harry Potter news actually at the end of the show? How's that?
Yeah.
Okay. New segment is called Forward in... Oh, that's more news. Let's not do Forward in Time today. So, book of the week is Cirque du Freak. Darren's first book. Was it a good start? I have it down here. Was it a good start? Was it a good start?
Definitely. It was actually one of my favourite books ever.
Seriously? Yeah. Out of all the Darren Shan books?
Well, not really, but it was a brilliant first start to a whole 12 series.
Right. Yeah. The go away, you two! Hi, Oisin! Hi! We'll edit this. Everybody f*** off!
Go away! Edit that off.
No, I won't. I'll just put in the... Them two are just some little annoying, you know. You can talk there for a moment, okay? No.
Yeah, so
the decision to name it the Cirque du Freak series instead of the saga of Darren Shan in the US, was that a good idea?
Yeah, I think it was, to be honest.
What do you prefer?
Cirque du Freak.
Cirque du Freak series instead of the saga of Darren Shan.
Yeah.
Okay, and another, was it a good idea? When Darren used his own name in the book, was it confusing? Like, if you're talking about, we have Darren Shan here, but he's in a book.
Well, a bit, but when he wrote his new series, I was kind of a bit puzzled he didn't use his own name again. So it was a bit confusing.
Rob Grady. That's a weird name as well.
Yeah, he said in his website on his Shanville Monthly that that he likes using big names and confusing because he likes to play around with them.
Because that really is a weird name. Okay. Surely you've done the stories unbranded or whatever you call it, because he said stuff like he played some songs from the Beatles and that, but say J.K. Rowling, she feels very strongly about the stories and movies being unbranded. Like, they don't mention any names of people or names of real, say, you could say he's drinking a drink or he's drinking a fizzy drink instead of he's drinking a Coke.
Well, I think they should use, like, he's drinking a drink, because if he's drinking a Coke, you're being a bit too specific, and, like, you wouldn't really, you'd skip the next few sentences.
Yeah, you would. These freak shows, did you feel sorry for the monster kind of people in them, or did you hate them because they were evil?
I actually didn't feel sorry for them at all, because they, like, I'd say, well... In the Cirque du Freak that Darren went to, I didn't feel sorry for them because they're being treated perfectly fine. They're with their own kind, but in the ones where they treated them badly, I felt very sorry for them because, well, treated badly.
Yeah. Go to www.darrenshan.com and do all the stuff there. If you didn't hear that, rewind. Or go to www.bestbooksforever.com/Darren Shan, where we have a link along with the link to his MySpace, which is named The Real Darren Shan. Also, if you didn't hear the Best Books Forever one, rewind or go to bestbooksforever.com, click on Browse by Authors, and then click on Darren Shan. I haven't updated the Browse by Authors for a long time, but still. Talk about tarantulas. Tarantulas are cool. Okay. What, do you like tarantulas?
Not really.
Oh, I held a tarantula once. It went all the way up my arm. It was cool. Yeah. At Reptile Village in Goran.
Yeah, we went there for your birthday, didn't we?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, that was really cool.
And yeah, and the bearded the dragon.
Luke from Bookcast was afraid to hold a snake.
Yeah, he was.
But that snake was really cute.
It was. I put him around my neck. It was really big.
I named the snake Sammy the Snake.
even though his name was Python. I still call him Sammy the Snake.
No, no, that was his breed. They're still here, those people. They're knocking at the window and they're like, oh my god, we're on the radio.
And they're wearing masks. Yeah, as pirates.
Yes,
and
pirates and devils, you know.
It's and hippies.
And hippies, because they are. Talk about the Darren Shan movie. What do you think of the new movie? It isn't out yet, but like, what do you think?
I actually think I can't wait. I'm counting down the days. Well, if you've been to the Best Books Forever website, well, obviously you have if you listen to this podcast.
Yes.
But you should see at the top of the page the Half Blood Prince countdown. Kieran, would you mind putting up Darren Shan countdown?
There's no release date yet.
I know, but when there is a release date.
Yeah, then I'll put up a Darren Shan countdown.
Yeah, well, anyway, the movie is going to be brilliant because they mix the first three together into the
first
one movie.
They did it with the Spiderwick movie. Oh, Brian, you hate Spiderwick, don't you?
Yes, I hate Spiderwicks. No offence to people who do like it, but seriously, get better books.
Okay. As you can see, he doesn't really like Spiderwick. But they did that and they put all the books into the one movie. And they didn't make it at all, like, rushed or anything. Okay, this is all Darren knows about the movie. Universal Studios have bought the rights to the films My First Three Vampire Buckets and plan to combine them to make one single movie. Oscar winner, LA Confidential, Brian Helgeland wrote the script and director Paul Weitz, American Pie, Better Boy, rewrote it. Lauren Schuller Donner is producing. She made the X-Men movies. John C. Reilly will be playing the part of Larkin Crespley. Chris J. Kelly will be Darren. Josh Hutcherson will be Steve. Other actors include Salma Hayek, Madame Truska, Ken Watanabe, Mr. Tall, and Michael Karavis, Mr. Tiny. Filming started on February 19th, 2008 in New Orleans in America. There's no release date at the moment. It's not fair that they choose the main cast before they told most people about the movie. I was going to audition for Steve. I've got the blonde hair and all. Brian was going to audition for Darren. A part that I wanted, but Brian says, you're going to have to buy your own wig. So I said no.
I don't want to be Darren anymore.
Oh, why not?
Well, I prefer my life as it is.
Really? Do you not want to be an actor?
No, I hate acting.
Oh, yeah.
That stupid director is like, cut! Do it again!
You know, I think that Steven Spielberg might be a little bit offended by that. So I said no. Anyway, let's talk about the cast and I'll be grumpy all the way through daydreaming about being in a Darren Shan movie. Maybe I could be Grubbs Grady someday. Your man from Bridge to Terabithia, that movie was so sad. I mean, the girl, whatever her name was, died. That's like so like Goodnight, Mr. Tom. Oh no, I spoiled it for all you people saying that your man died. Oops, sorry.
I thought Spielberg, Alfonso Cuarón, Chris Columbus. Yeah, whatever he said.
Chris
Columbus or David Yates would have been great. Ah, well, maybe that fellow who likes 70s Australian from the Narnia films. Okay, now talk about Best Books Forever.
Oh, no, shut up. Okay. I'm the head person in this podcast. You're stealing my role, you little creep.
I'm on Bookcast.
Yeah, right. Okay, now talk about Best Books Forever. Puzzle section. I've got a brand new puzzle section, and we've only got two puzzles up there, but I'm working on more. Puzzle section. Read out new blog entry. Go to twilightsource.com. Oh, no. No, that's a different website. Okay, read out the new blog entry. I'll speed through it, promise. Prince Caspian review, movie review. I'm getting so lazy for the site. For one thing, I'm still putting up bookcast episodes that are 2 weeks behind schedule. This is the second week in a row I haven't sent out an email. Next week I'm going to say it's because of the 4th of July. So, because of my past laziness, I did all the news today. And there won't be as much next week because PW Children's Bookshelf is over for the 4th of July. I have 12 unread RSS feeds to do with news, and the archive is so hard to work. I've really got to learn how to embed a blog that updates the archive automatically.
I've given up my attempt at writing whole articles or for news stories, and I haven't written an editorial since the section went up. On the bright side, I went to see Prince Caspian in the cinema in Wexford. I think I'll go to see Kung Fu Panda sometime soon as well. Well, how was Prince Caspian? Great. It was brilliant. The casting, for one thing. I was a bit worried they wouldn't get back the same cast, but of course, they did. Ben Barnes was fantastic. Comparing it to the book, I haven't read the book for about 2 years now, so I'm not sure, but I read the first chapter or two today. And, of course, I do prefer the books to movies, but the movie was almost as good as the books.
The sword fighting also was way better than the first one. I personally enjoyed it, but, and, what's his name again, the second brother, not the oldest one?
Edmund.
Oh, yeah. Edmund, he actually got a lot better from the first movie.
Way more maturable.
Yeah, maturable. That's not a word, Kieran.
And scientifical.
You're talking like you're confuzzling me. Yeah, we make up our own words. Confuzzling is owned by rights to Brandy.
Now I'm in a mucking fuddle.
Shut up and get on with the Prince Caspian review.
Right, yeah.
Review.
There's a bit I didn't like. It was how Susan fancied Caspian, and if there's one thing I don't like about the Narnia books, how they grow old and can't go back to Narnia. This also happens for the actors, and they must hate it. But Peter's actor, William Moseley, spoke to the Life newspaper. I'm looking at it right here in front of me. See, there it is, Brian. See, right there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look, this is good. See, yeah, that's the one. And looking at it right here in front of me, well, it's another chapter in my life, but in one way, that's good. Best books forever rating for the Chronicles of Narnia, Prince Caspian is 9 out of 10. I made a Prince Caspian page with two cool widgets. Enjoy. Actually, the second widget wasn't working, so it's only one widget. Brian will tell you more about the widgets later.
What are widgets?
You don't need to know. All you need to do is... yes. I put up the competition section recently. The only competition that's open at the moment is the chocolate competition. Read out all the details. Oh, yeah. Read out all the details. I'll do that now. Competitions. Yeah, there it is. Right. Over chat rooms and under games and videos, which I haven't updated in a very long time either. Here it is. Chocolate. The questionnaire challenge, say why you like chocolate or don't like chocolate and say what your favourite kind of chocolate is in 100 to 2,000 characters without spaces. More, this is a bookcast competition. How to enter, email chocolatecomp@bestbooksforever.com. Prize, copy of Charlie and Chocolate Factory, closing date, TBA, to be announced. And coming soon is a new Harry Potter Heads competition, but we'll tell you about that when it opens, which won't be until the end of July. Right, what's next in my show notes? Oh yeah, right. This is just like the fun section we do. So in 1 minute, Brian, you have to start a rumour about Grubbs Grady, and then in 1 minute, I have to deny it.
Okay.
Start now.
Oh my God, guys.
Oh, sorry. Just 1 sec. I'll start listening to this, so a suitable rumour.
Oh my God, guys, did you actually hear about Grubbs Grady and what he did? Oh my God, he totally just, like, stuck his middle finger up at Lordloss. and then he turned around and totally barfed in his face. Do you know what I mean? And then his girlfriend, what's her face?
Yeah, you're
one, whatever her face is. I mean... Sorry. I mean, whatever her name is. He totally dumped her and then went out with her best friend, Lizzie.
Okay, let's finish it up.
10, 9, 8, 7. I totally made that up on the spot.
4, 3, 2, time's up. Okay, now I have 1 minute to try and to tell you how that rumor isn't true. First of all, Lord Loss cut off his middle finger. So he couldn't have put up his middle finger. Second of all, Lizzie isn't your one's best friend.
She is.
And then Wayne dumped Lizzie, and then Lizzie dumped Wayne, and then
we'll get into that next time. By the way, Wayne dumped Lizzie and totally went out with Stephanie. And then Stephanie, we'll tell you later.
And then Stephanie went out with Stacey's mom.
That's just weird.
It's like in that song. Stacey's mom has got it going on. Yeah, we get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep going.
one. Okay. Deny the rumor.
Okay, the rumor is not true, okay? I can't remember what you said, though.
Oh, the way... The
one doesn't have a face, so it
couldn't be what's her face, huh?
What I said was...
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Radio kill the radio star.
Video kill the radio star. Now, as we were saying before that interruption, join the song to the book. Oh, yeah, so I'm just going to show you how this works, first of all. Basically, I challenge Brian and I give him songs, and he has to try and say how they somehow connect up to a book. So the first one is really, really, really simple. Okay, how does that possibly join up to a book?
Well, the song is called Every Day I Write a Book, and it starts with every day, every day, every day, every day, every day I write a book.
Don't make fun of Elvis Costello.
I hate Elvis Costello. He's old and dead.
What do you think of Elvis Presley?
Elvis Presley was too tacky.
He just doesn't like the name Elvis. No offense to you Elvises out there. Okay, the next one is... you'll find this one harder now.
I know someone called Elton.
Really?
Yeah.
Elton John? Okay, Father and Son, Cat Stevens.
This is hard now, but it's the bit.
I have to go.
Oh wait, okay, now that was the bit that gives away.
From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way.
It's kind of squeaky voice.
I know that I have to go.
So you just try and think of one. Go on.
It isn't Harry Potter. There's a clue for you. Because I have tons of them that add up to Harry Potter. The next one will.
Well, I think your man wrote a diary.
Who?
Well, the song's called Father and Son. So I think the father wrote this
okay,
diary.
Okay, No, not like that. But the words in it. I know I have to go. Okay, Oisin's back! Oisin! What are you doing back in here? You're meant to be gone.
I'm getting a bucket.
Right. Okay, pausing it for a moment now.
Wait. We can be like, we can be a live audience.
Okay.
Woo!
Okay. Very good. Now leave. Okay, sorry. Me and Brian just went out to get sweets that time. Lovely. So, okay, I'll give you one more song. This is the last one, and I'm not telling you this one. I'd find it very easy because I even made a music video of this, and it's on not on YouTube yet, but... No, never mind. Answer.
Well, it's called Thunderbirds Are Go. And Thunderbirds are in the sky. And guess what's in the sky in Harry Potter? Quidditch! Am I right?
Yep. That's the one I was thinking of that. Bravo! Okay, we said we'd do the Harry Potter news at the very end, so.
What?
We said we'd do the Harry Potter news at the very end, so we got to do the Harry Potter news, I'm afraid.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, and here is Tig as well, because we kind of messed up that part of the recording, so just here's Tig.
Yo, foo, I'm from Dublin, yeah, they're from Kilkenny. Welcome to, I've hijacked their show, so it's my show now.
What?
Yeah, that's right, it's mine.
He's trying to attack. attack me. Ah, Gordy! Cars! Go! Gordy!
Okay, we're back. That guy just tried to kill us.
I did not, you liar.
See ya.